word.
If I asked you if you do many things, you would answer, yes, there are what? A lot of things I do.
There are many things.
If I wanted to know the color of some roses you had grown, I might ask you, what color, what, those roses?
Are.
And you might answer, the roses, what, yellow?
Are yellow.
If I asked you if you had done something already, you might say, no, I
haven't.
And if I asked you, was it a nice day? You might say, no, it
wasn't.
If you don't think it's right for a person to do something, you might say, he, what, do that? He
shouldn't.
If I asked you if you can do something and you're not sure whether you can or not, you might answer, well, yes, what?
Might.
All right. Would you ever use the expression might can or might could? I might can do something or?
I don't think I do. Some people might.
Okay.
I guess that's a might could. expression or something.
Let's see now. I slipped on the ice and I just barely managed to keep my balance. What fell down?
A fan.
No, I didn't quite fall down. I came close to it.
Nearly.
Okay. Now in this next section, I'm just going to be trying to get you to say one particular word, because what we're interested in here is how it's pronounced. So if I keep after you, you know, to say this one word, that's why. A penny is 1 cent. And a dime is?
10 cents.
Okay. If somebody moved in across the street in 1960, you'd say, he has lived here ever, what, 1960?
Since.
A greeting on December the 25th is what, Christmas?
Eve.
Well,
oh, no.
The greeting, you could say,
Merry Christmas.
Okay. A sausage or a weenie in a roll is called a
roll?
Well, a weenie in a roll that you put ketchup and mustard on.
Hot dog.
Jesus' parents were Joseph and
Mary.
Our first president was George
Washington.
If a man and a woman want to live together, they go to a preacher and get
married.
After a man got caught cold, his voice got like this. He was
hoarse.
If you want to send a message to someone, you get a pen and a piece of paper and
write.
On Sunday afternoon, a person might get in his car and go for a
ride.
A cowboy rides on a
horse.
The parts of a tree that are under the ground are its
roots.
You strike a match to start a
fire.
The soft, thick, black stuff that collects in a chimney is
soot.
Milk comes from a
can.
Unpackaged material is material that's bought, you could say it's bought loose or it's bought in when you buy a great quantity of something or when it's not pre-measured, you can say that it's bought in
pan.
But there's a word that means just to buy something loose, like to have it dipped out of a barrel.
Partial.
Well, now the expression I'm interested in is to buy something in bulk. Are you familiar with that expression?
Bulk.
Let's see, a person's parents are his what and his what?
Ancestors? No.
Yeah. Well, just his two parents are his
father and mother.
Okay. Blue jays, robins, and sparrows are
birds.
And what color is this paper?
White.